Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Enter if you dare.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Have you seen, you know Sean, who we used to work with back at the old place?
Yes.
You know, he and his wife, Abby?
Yes.
You know they had a baby?
Okay.
Look at this. Look at this kid.
Oh, yeah, very happy.
Isn't that crazy? This is, I think, the first baby...
Looks like a Vikings fan to me.
Well, you hope you do better than your parents. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
It's the first baby in the history of Facebook that I'm certain I've liked every photo. It's just a really cute kid. Yeah. Congratulations. She chimes in here on the Harrington's
Not so sure why line. The baby's so happy being a Vikings fan.
Well, he doesn't know yet. Look at that baby.
Have you seen that baby. Kirk Cousins contract?
This baby could be, hey, look.
You're buried in that thing.
And the Packers are doing bad. It was a great bye week. It really was.
Although I took the Packers.
You did, didn't
of
you?
Of course I did. Well, although, having said that, minus 6 points in the cover five, and I was still in the top third, so everyone must have sucked this week.
I didn't do well, but I did just beat Lavora. And as you know, that's really all it's about for me.
Try to take 2 out of 3. That's all you do. Win the series.
This is a text on the Harrington's Pub text line from Abby, who says, "Hey guys, Miss Peacock here. I hear you've been questioning my gender. I am, in fact, all woman, and apparently a good guesser this year." Oh, Miss Peacock is our cover five champ. Remember, we were debating whether or not that was a man or a woman.
Not a champ, but in the top five.
Current leaderboard.
Yeah, on the leaderboard.
As proof, I offer a pick of our newest spawn. That's a mini Sean. It looks exactly like Sean.
Yeah.
Right?
More hair.
Well, the kid's got more hair. That's a good point. That's a great point. It's too early to go to the cover five, right? We should do that tomorrow because we don't have the Monday night games.
Yeah, I didn't pick a Monday night game.
Nah.
Are the baseball playoffs still going on? I haven't seen a pitch.
They sure are.
Haven't seen a pitch.
You missed front row Amy then.
Who's front row Amy?
You don't know front row Amy?
No.
Front row Amy is a very boozy Brewers fan that they put right in the front row.
I gotcha.
And, yeah.
Couple kegs.
I think that's safe to say.
The keg is tapped. Although,
yes.
I think there's some day baseball going on right now. It seems as though there's been a little bit more day baseball. Have they changed that this year?
Is it just because they don't want to deal with the cold? I don't know.
I don't know what they're doing.
I like,
or maybe it's a matter of if just no one's interested in it, so let's just get them over during the day.
I see what you're saying. Here's
we're not really losing any sort of primetime dollars, so let's just do this.
Front row, Amy. That seems like it'd be up your alley, like something you would enjoy. Yeah.
Well, she looks a little mischievous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She keeps
score.
Score, which I always think is super attractive in a young lady when they keep score with pan in it. She's got a bobblehead, so obviously this is someone who's...
A bobble something.
Yeah, it's not the bobbles. There are lots of bobbles going on there. Yeah, that's she's a big Brewer fan and has been for years. So now that she's, you know...
And the Brewers have swept their way already into the World Series. And they're a game away from the World Championship, from what I understand. I don't know.
Well, they're in the National League Championship Series, where they will face most likely the Dodgers. Could be the Braves, but more likely than not, it'll be the Dodgers.
Don't know.
You've given up on the baseball season?
I don't know. I just haven't been able to track down. I hear about these games. I can't track down where they are.
My 9-year-old, we were at a wedding in Chicago, and I've never been so proud. He was explaining to people, unprompted, and this is not an opinion that I've ever shared with him. I think he gets it from you.
Okay, let's just see.
He's explaining to this table of people in Chicago how Go Cubs Go is just, his words now, obnoxious.
It's not my favorite.
I've never had an opinion about that song. Certainly, it's not the sort of thing that I would share. I mean,
I don't remember saying anything to him about the Cubs. I prefer for the Cubs to win, but at the cost of hearing that song one more time, I don't know if it's worth it.
Is it worth it? I'm taking a look here at the cover five, because I got pummeled on by taking the Falcons. I should have taken the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I'd done that, I'd be in a lot better shape. That cost me 21 points, man. Not great. But I told you to take Minnesota. That was 5 points. I told you to take Cleveland, or as I call them, Believeland.
Looks like Norm Crosby's out of a job.
And I show...
Not Norm Crosby.
Norm Crosby's out of a lot of things.
Norm Crosby is looking...
Oxygen, maybe.
Norm Crosby is looking for a gig. And he works cheap.
Norm Crosby, dead or alive?
Dead.
Let me ask you this.
Dead.
He's not dead.
Not dead.
He's 91 years old. The master of the malaprop, Norm Crosby, still very much alive. 91 years old. Let me ask you this. Cut or uncut? Norm Crosby.
Oh, he's got to be cut.
Who used to do all those natural light commercials? Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Norm Crosby for Natty Light. Oh, you're marvelous. You're going to say uncut?
No, cut.
Norm Crosby, you think is cut?
Yes.
All right. I'll go along with you on that one. We'll go over the top five, cover five, on the next episode of Dave and Aaron's Top Five Things, because, again, this week of the NFL, week five is horribly incomplete. And if I had just taken...
If I had
taken Pittsburgh, oh, I'd be in the money right now.
Bears are the best team in the NFL.
Well, your Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL.
They'll be in the Super Bowl. We'll see.
Well, now, who do you root for?
I don't know. Well, no, I do know. I would certainly be rooting for the Bears.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't break your heart if they lost to the Chiefs.
Oh, it would kill me.
Yeah.
I would never recover.
You know, I think that's when I fell kind of out of love with football. If I look back at it, that loss to the Colts in the Super Bowl was when I stopped caring about it. Kind of killed a part of me that was a rabid diehard fan. I am not a diehard, because the last couple of years, when I knew they weren't going to be any damn good, I just did other things. A diehard would have watched every game. I am not a diehard Bears fan.
So I've been hearing these, I believe they're just, their gambling site.
Yes.
Their gambling site commercials.
Sure.
And they're talking about the one thing that's better than winning money is winning your friends' money. Is that true?
No.
I think I'd rather take a stranger's money.
I feel better about losing money to a friend. You know, when you go to play poker at somebody's house and you're out 30 bucks, at least it goes to your friends. You're not losing it to the state of Iowa or a giant corporation.
I don't know that I necessarily want to take your money. I don't know that that would make me feel any better.
No, that's a bad friend.
That's an awful person.
Yeah. So the idea is go to this betting site and win your friend's money?
It has something to do with winning your friend's money. The only thing that's better than winning money is winning your friend's money. And
no,
I'm thinking
that's a bad friend. That's a bad friend. I feel good if
I'd like to see you destitute.
Yeah, if I lose money and it goes to my buddies, I feel better about that. When the irregulars get together and play poker once a year, I might lose 50 bucks.
Do you feel better about taking their money then?
I don't feel
any different.
Look, when I play poker, first and foremost, I'm doing it for the chuckles, for the fun. I'm not doing it to win money. Now, sometimes I do. This past year, the irregular game was very good to me. In fact, it was the best it's ever been to me. But I didn't go to bed that night with all that money.
I really stuck it to so-and-so.
And you know the best part is, this money is from my friends. I
could see that he couldn't afford it. It sustains me.
His wife is going to leave him with what I did to him tonight.
I'm not sure they're going to stay together, and that's exactly what I wanted.
That's all I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Story of a guy who goes...
Little Timmy's not going to camp this year.
Oh, that's right. Your kid's going to have crooked teeth again when we do this next year. Show me pictures of your crooked teeth children. I know why they can't get their teeth fixed. Yeah, that's a bad friend.
You still riding that bike to work?
Take a lunch to work, do you, still? You're welcome.
You still working four jobs?
Well, dang it. Hey, I work four jobs. Careful there.
It hurts.
Hey.
Yeah, but suddenly, you don't have suddenly, to.
Well, I got to work at least two of them.
Well, two, sure. Who doesn't have to work two?
I really, there's three of them that I really need to do, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Y'all having a good time out there?
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Story here from our favorite peninsula, Florida, where...
Florida!
My father-in-law is coming up this week from Florida. Spent some time here, and I'm a little worried because there's a hurricane.
Well, you're a little worried that he's coming.
I'm worried that he won't be able to get back. What if he just lives here for a while?
When are you guys going to take me to the casino? Didn't you guys say you'd take me to the casino?
Yes, we'll take you to the casino. Just give me a minute.
Now that was on you guys, right?
When I get back from my third job, I'll take you to the casino. Having fun? You having enjoying your vacation?
Remember you guys promising me to take me to the casino.
Long Island man is suing Disney World because his dream proposal didn't go the way he wanted. Again, all of this nonsense with the dream proposals and the gender reveal. Just be a man and do things. Everything doesn't have to be an event. You know? You can just ask a woman to marry you, and it doesn't have to be everybody's, pardon my French, goddamn business. Long Island man is going to get engaged. 57-year-old Mark Rubin. He thought it was going to be one of the most important days of his life.
At 57?
Yes!
My rebirth.
He's suing Disney World. Lawsuit was filed in Orange County Circuit Court, and it says here that he claims a Disney employee marred his marriage proposal plans. According to the suit, Mark Rubin, who again is 57 years old, was planning to ask his girlfriend's hand in marriage in front of Cinderella Castle, but he was looking for just the right spot to do it. He says he was approached by a park worker, this 24-year-old named Nicole Guzman-Ortiz. Per an arrest report, Guzman-Ortiz says she asked Rubin to move 3 feet to make way for a soon-to-start parade. All right? They have these parades all the time at Disney World. So where he's standing, she comes up and goes, "Excuse me, mister, can you move 3 feet over here? Because we're going to start the parade." And Mark Rubin says, "I ain't moving for nothing. This is the exact spot my magic proposal's about to take place." Mm-hmm. He refused. He says he was waiting for minors he was with to come back from the concession stand and needed to stay in place for, his words now, legitimate safety concerns. Because moving 3 feet would have thrown them completely off as to where he was.
They wouldn't have been able to see him 3 feet?
We don't know. He was supposed to be here. Yeah. Now we're lost at Disney World. There was an argument, and that's when the Disney employee says Rubin threatened to make sure she was fired and then yanked on her shirt collar when she tried to leave. A manager...
Tried to horse collar?
Yes!
That's a flag.
57-year-old man horse collaring a 24-year-old female Disney employee.
That's 15 yards.
Manager says, "Look, I didn't see him grab or collar, but this guy was an absolute jerk." He says Rubin grabbed his shirt as well. "I don't know if he grabbed my employee shirt. I'll tell you this, he grabbed mine." He got arrested for misdemeanor battery, pled no contest due to disorderly conduct charge, and had to pay a $100 fine plus court costs.
Good.
Well, he's suing. He wants $15,000 in damages. Suing for negligence, claiming the park would not reveal surveillance footage that shows he never touched anyone. Well, okay. Well, you would think if they had that footage, they would be happy to show it.
No, we got it.
Yeah. Move 3 feet, though. This is where my proposal was going to happen.
Sounds like one of these professional complainers. Whoever came up with the idea that the customer's always right, that was an awful precedent to set.
You know, it really is.
It was an awful precedent to set. There's plenty of people that are not a problem, but those people that know that the customer is always right, they love to abuse it.
Well, they say give the people what they want. Play-Doh is dropping a new toy. It's called Poop Troop. And it's brown Play-Doh that looks like poop, and the kids just play with poop. We were watching the cartoons the other day, me and the boy, and Darren, every other toy commercial
is
some sort of poop something or another. The dog poops, the baby poops, you're playing with poop in a board game, watch out for the poop, throw the poop, and now Poop Troop from Play-Doh. It has, I'm counting here, 5 different kinds of brown Play-Doh for the kids to make little poop sculptures.
Including diarrhea.
Well, you're going to have to pay extra for that. That doesn't come with the basic set.
Your kids will love diarrhea.
Come on. Can we stop with this? Why is this a thing? Why are we letting kids play with poop? How, there's absolutely
diarrhea.
And the thing is, I think that they have made poop such a fun thing. I mean, there's poop emojis and poop
pillows.
What are you kids
playing? What's the name of your game? Dysentery.
Right? I just don't understand how this is a thing. How did we let it get to this?
What are you talking about? We've got a whole generation of adults walking around with sippy cups.
It's like Mr. Potato Head, except instead of a plastic potato body, you stick the arms, eyes, and other pieces onto a poop swirl. Here's from the official Play-Doh release here. It says, who's in your poop troop? From giggle-worthy poop monsters to creations like famous emojis, kids can create a rainbow of their own hilarious Play-Doh characters. You might make a face at the idea, but making silly faces for your characters is literally what it's all about. To start the fun, use the poo mold, tools, and Play-Doh colors to create your character's body. Grab the eyes, arms, mouths, and other accessories and plug them in different places to make all kinds of silly faces. Mix them up for a giggling good time again and again, and don't forget to clean up after yourself.
If you've got rainbow poo, you need to go see a specialist like yesterday.
Right? You're dying.
You are.
That means you're dying. Here, kids, play with your poop. Meet the poops. That's what they call it now. And it's like, again, you take brown Play-Doh, you make it look like a turd, and then you put pictures on it. It's like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo. That was funny because it was so ridiculous. This is a real thing now. They love smiling poop. I don't understand. You want to get into the top five things?
I think it's probably a good idea. Let's clear our palates.
In what way is that a joke?
It's not.
Who said
it was?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. Stingers! Is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. They have moved to the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, open at 10 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. And with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner.
Come on, kids, grow up.
It's time to do that. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, where they have live music on Thursdays at 8 o'clock with $3 Millers and Coors Bottles. Home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, Harrington's Pub, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, and the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your very favorite favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. They're fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. They're open 7 days a week as well. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Top five things.
Number one.
Well, as we're doing the show for you here, the podcast in the Capriati Studios, today is October the 8th. It's 2018. It's Columbus Day here in the United States.
Is that why the banks are closed?
Yes. Other parts of the world, October 12th is Columbus Day. But here in the United States, it's the second Monday of the month.
Still a holiday, huh?
Well, and it shouldn't be. But you know where it's not, as of now, where they're not celebrating Columbus Day?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. For the first time ever, they are not observing Columbus Day in Columbus. City offices instead scheduled to close on Veterans Day in November. I like what they did there. Using the vets as some sort of cover.
I thought I had the day off.
Now you have the day off, vets. They didn't have the day off before, I guess. Or they couldn't afford to give them 2 days off. I don't know. The holiday that some critics say honors mass genocide. How about this? The man didn't even discover anything. He never set foot in North America.
Did he ever claim to?
No, I don't think so.
He might have.
I was reading an account of some of his letters, and there's one. Oh, feel free to look it up. There's one where he's writing to a buddy how he rapes this woman and then whips her and just completely rapes her. And he's got a couple of chuckles that he likes to send to his buddy about this
chuckles!
Woman, this woman that he raped. Is that a new horse? Chuckles the horse is here to comment on Christopher Columbus.
It's a darn fine candy.
Except for the black one.
Well, you got to remember that you ate the black chuckles. Otherwise, you can have a stool scare.
Rainbow-colored poop. It all comes back to it. Yeah, so the capital city is the most populated city named after Columbus. 860,000 people live in Columbus. Here's the thing. If you're not even going to celebrate Columbus Day in Columbus, then why are you Columbus? Maybe change the whole name of the city then. Or use the day to just be like, this isn't about the man, it's about the city, which is named after the man. Could you do that? Could you find another guy named Columbus? Make it about him? There's only the one Columbus, right? But his name wasn't even Columbus, for crying out loud.
Columbo?
It was like Christopher Columbo, right? Like, that's not even his name. So this isn't his name. He discovered nothing. He never set foot in America. He came here on accident. Like, he was trying to find a shortcut.
He never set foot on America?
No.
He just did all this from the boat?
He was in the Caribbean. He was never in North America. He never set foot on North America.
Well, you can't even see America from there.
I'm saying.
How do you claim to discover something you can't even see?
Everything we were taught about Christopher Columbus is BS. Everything. All of it. So I'm all for getting rid of Columbus Day, and you want to make it something else, that's fine.
Well,
with me.
The thing about it is these discoverers are hurting.
Well, Sir Walter Raleigh, smoke all the cigarettes you want.
There's so few landmasses left to discover that is a job that there's not a lot of need. What I would like to do when I grow up is I would like to discover.
Become a discoverer?
I would like to become a discoverer.
So, yeah, tomorrow is the anniversary of, I was reading this morning, Laura Ingalls. The name Laura Ingalls means nothing to you. It's not the woman who wrote Little House on the Prairie. That's Laura Ingalls Wilder. Laura Ingalls was the first woman to fly in an airplane across the United States of America. She did it a couple of years before Amelia Earhart did it, right? So Laura Ingalls, in like 1931, is a woman, flies solo across now the United States.
So she was flying the plane. She wasn't serving drinks.
No. She was a female aviator, Laura Ingalls. And tomorrow will be the anniversary of this feat, which no one talks about. And the reason no one talks about it is Laura Ingalls was a Nazi. She got in trouble for failing to report herself as a foreign agent and just was saying a bunch of hateful things. And basically, she flew across America to prove how great
it's
white
still
people
a
are.
Popular thing to do.
It happens, yes.
It gets away from some people. It does. I don't know why, but it does.
You just fail to report as a foreign agent to somebody hostile to the United States.
Sometimes you can just get very forgetful. Oh, was I supposed to do that?
So Laura Ingalls is someone who, you know, we tend to celebrate Amelia Earhart because she wasn't a Nazi. This Nazi is forgotten and probably should be. Here's one from the I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't On That Flight file. Indian authorities are saying, and by Indian I mean...
from India.
Yeah, the Asian city of India. Not the
one. The Asian city of India?
The Asian country, sorry. There was a flight that took off on Thursday from Mumbai. And...
Oh, here we go.
They get up in the air, and then the oxygen masks drop from the ceiling. And you look around, and everybody's bleeding out of their ears and nose. It's because the people...
What is this, Dick Van Patten in high anxiety?
The problem was that the flight crew forgot to pressurize the cabin. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, when you get up there and you have no cabin pressure, that's not great. They say there were 30 people on this plane with blood pouring out of their nose and ears and a bunch of people complaining of headaches. So they had to turn around and land the plane. During the climb, the crew forgot to select the switch that maintains your cabin pressure, which, again, is, you know, kind of a big deal. One of the passengers tells the Indian news agency, I was sitting on an aisle seat when suddenly air pressure in the cabin dropped and oxygen masks came down. I saw a passenger sitting next to me bleeding from the nose. Several others complained of extreme pain in their ears. Yeah, you'll have that. Chew on all the gum you want. That's still going to leave a mark.
Even Indian gum.
Is that a thing?
Sure. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things
Sure, sure it is.
Sure it is.
Sure it is, champ.
You're trying to tell me they don't have gum in India?
You betcha they do.
Oh, they love chewing on that gum in India.
They call it chicle.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. They are located just north of United Township High School. Now that fall is upon us, enjoy one of their autumn drinks, including chai tea latte. How about a pumpkin cheesecake latte, a combination of pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. That's a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline, we're trying to get the kitty out.
The cat is trying to crawl into Darren's mouth as he reads this liner.
Trying to crawl into the microphone.
Get off the table. Hey, get off. Ridiculous cat.
And that cat heard all about that dog in the new remake of A Star Is Born. And
what?
Apparently there's some dog that everyone's fallen in love with that remake of A Star Is Born.
Did you go see that, did you?
I haven't seen that. Hmm. Now, is that the one that you need... Is that the one that you went and saw the original when you were years old?
No. The two movies that I saw that I probably...
Main Event!
The Main Event.
No one's going to be remaking The Main Event.
I don't know about that. I could see them doing like an MMA twist on it. If any of Barbara's movies lean themselves to remakes, I would think The Main Event would be it.
That would be the natural
one. Right, like Amy Schumer is like a promoter for an MMA guy and falls in love. Maybe it's John Cena. I just casted the rom-com of 2019. The remake of The Main Event, Amy Schumer and John Cena. Go ahead and print your money up, Hollywood.
Or The Way We Weren't. We just basically reminisce about how, things that never happened.
What's The Way We Were about? I've never seen it. Is that Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford?
Yes.
And is he like in the Navy or something?
Yeah, it's an
what, what happens in that movie?
Well, they kind of fall in love, but then it doesn't happen. And then they just kind of, there's some reminiscing that goes on. Remember The Way We Were?
Do they have to steal plans to like an army base or something cool? Like, that just seems like a waste of everyone's time.
I don't think there's a lot of like explosions or anything that.
We can't do that one.
The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. The podcast originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and more, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious. The perfect lunch or dinner. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub, whichever one you pick, for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Like them on Facebook. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, starting at 10:30, and then they're open at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
I'm reading about The Way We Were. This just seems like a terrible movie. I don't have any interest in seeing this. I will not be commissioning a remake of this. But the main event is a UFC masterpiece. And you could have Lady Gaga do the song. Maybe she's like the friend, you know, the sassy friend that lives next door or something like that. I can't believe I just came up with the romantic comedy of 2019, and I'm not going to make any money off of this. How do I do it?
And why?
Number three on our top five things today.
Number three.
Tell me you guys wouldn't see that movie. John Cena is an MMA fighter, and Amy Schumer is Barbara Streisand from the main event. I don't really remember a lot about the movie. The other movie we saw at Orland Square Theaters that I had no business seeing happened at my buddy's 9-year birthday. It was 1982, and it was Best Friends. And I saw Burt Reynolds shtup Goldie Hawn in the shower. And I'll tell you this, it was a pretty great birthday party. Walked out of that theater just like with a lot on my mind.
A lot of this makes sense to me.
Some of it didn't.
Some doesn't.
Some of it did. Number three, fight over a cucumber led to a man being stabbed in the face and leg. And his attacker suffered
pickles!
A broken nose. lashed out with a kitchen knife. They were... The guy was preparing a meal at a restaurant, and he took the last cucumber, and the next thing you know, you got a knife in your face. The client was someone who was... This happened over in Great Britain, I guess. The guy was in England.
English cucumbers are the best.
The guy was in England. The stabby guy was in England as a refugee from Iraq. You know, you really... You don't have to live like a refugee, but if you're going to, you probably should be on your best behavior. Yeah, it don't make no difference to me. Everybody's got to fight for the right to be free, but stabbing someone in the face over a cucumber, I don't think is the best way to endear yourself to a country that you're staying.
No offense, but telling somebody you don't have to live like a refugee is easier said than done, if you are in fact a refugee.
Yeah, Tom Petty didn't sing that, wouldn't do that to like a bunch of boat people in the 70s, right?
What do you mean? What do you mean we don't have to live like a refugee?
Well, you
what, you want
that.
Me to live like Rockefeller after week one of being here?
I think the point is, you don't sing that to refugees. You sing that to people that are living like refugees. You don't have to live like a refugee.
A hard time. Maybe they're having a hard time too.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of his songs are not really, not a lot of empathy there, you know? You don't know how it feels. You wreck me.
I mean,
you don't have
you don't
to live
know
like
how
a
it
Jeopardy.
Feels is the epitome of not any empathy.
See what I'm
it's
saying?
Right there in the song.
You get what I'm saying?
Good call.
Yeah. Tom Petty, a master, absolute genius. Not a lot of empathy, though.
Empathy? Sympathy?
Mm-hmm.
None of it.
Yeah. My band, they're a bunch of heartbreakers. Me, I don't have a heart.
Four.
I think that's what his message was, really. If you really break it down. Or break down.
Break down and do me through the night. Break down.
Did you see the picture I sent you of your former morning show partner and who she was hanging out with this weekend?
Once a picture hound, always a picture hound.
Yeah. Little Dana Piper watching the football games over the weekend with Mr. Biscuit.
Excuse me, can I bother you for a picture?
I think they're the very best of friends right now. I love this story. There was this doorstop. They were using this rock as a doorstop for the last 30 years at Central Michigan University, home of the Mustangs. Am I wrong about that?
I think you are.
Are they the Chippewas?
I think it might be the Chippewas.
Western Michigan's the Mustangs. Central is the Chippewas. What's Eastern?
Someone's a Bronco.
I think that's Eastern.
Someone's a Bronco in Michigan.
Is it the Eastern Michigan, maybe?
Could be.
Feel free to text us on the Harrington's Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Let us know where we're right or where we're wrong. And to all of you listening to us in Canada, happy Thanksgiving. So this 22-pound rock that...
Yeah, don't try to double dip when it's our turn.
This is the thing about Canadian Thanksgiving. It's the exact same holiday. Like right now, they're eating turkey and...
Watching Canadian football.
Yeah, no.
Although their season's probably over.
Yeah, but the CFL has two games on Monday. When it's Thanksgiving Monday, they have two games. It's the exact same holiday. They're eating turkey and stuffing and yams, and so, they're watching football all day.
So is this the last day of the holiday?
So they make it a three-day weekend. And I guess it's very common for them to...
What a screwy country.
Well, but think about it. I think it makes more sense. We put Thanksgiving on a Thursday. They put it on a Monday, so you get your three-day weekend.
Yeah, but we get four.
Some people don't.
I know some people don't.
A lot of people don't.
I know some people don't.
And?
Does it mean you have to have Thanksgiving like a refugee?
Well, you don't have to live like a refugee, no. But the point is, you can have your Thanksgiving meal really anytime you want over the weekend.
At Capriati's.
Whereas, yes. But the thing is, with Canadian Thanksgiving, like, does Friday night make sense? Can we get the game together on Saturday? You want to do it on Sunday? Whereas here, you really got to do a big thing on that Thursday. To the point where a lot of times you have to go to two or three. I mean, you used to have to do that where you would go to like two meals a day, right?
No.
Didn't you?
No, it was always one.
Always your folks?
No. It would rotate.
Kind of like a refugee would do?
They do a lot of rotating? Well, I suppose they do in the tent. Can I have the flap now?
What are you guys doing?
is it my turn to be by the flap?
Yes.
Jesus, I've been back here. Yeah, that's me in the corner.
That's what I got to be grateful for. I got the flap. You want to ask me what I'm grateful for here?
Sure.
At the table with nothing on it?
Right when the storm kicks up, I've got the flap. Beautiful. I was fine where we were. Tanks for nothing. I was fine where we were. Sure, there was civil unrest, but it was my civil unrest. And now I can't get any rest.
Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair.
What's the difference between civil unrest and no sleep?
No honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family.
Daddy! I was trying to play a different sound effect, but I think that's actually...
No, I think that was very apropos.
I think it's actually a better one, yeah. I think that actually
at least
worked.
I was getting some sleep during the civil unrest.
We're takes for nothing!
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
I'm on a tramp steamer!
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Thanks for nothing. So they got this 22-pound rock that's been propping open a door there for decades on the campus of Central Michigan University, who I think are the Chippewas. I mean no offense.
None taken.
Mm-hmm. There's a geology professor there at Central Michigan who gets asked all the time, hey, take a look at this rock. Do you think this is anything? So somebody brought her this rock that had been propping open the door.
Why doesn't she just come and look at it? Why do I got to bring it to you?
Well, she says that's the thing. You know, when you're a geology professor, people are always bringing rocks. Hey, look at this.
Why don't you get out on the field? Why don't you get out in the field and take a look at something?
Why should she if they're going to come to her?
50 cents a mile.
Well, she says for 18 years, she's never seen anything that was officially interesting.
Wait a minute. A geologist is saying that for like the last 18 years,
she's like, you know what?
She's never seen anything remotely interesting.
This job is boring as
oh
hell.
Oh my God. 5 days a week.
So this rock that had been
five days a week, 50 weeks a year, 8-9 hours a day. I haven't seen a damn thing worth my time
every day
in 18 years.
I was told, put my nose to the grindstone.
But the pay is good and the nice benefits.
Your car makes me sick. Well, the rock, it turns out, was a meteorite that's worth more than $100,000.
Now, it didn't land there. There wasn't...
That would be interesting. Like, it would have had to have landed before they put the roof on. Yeah, I don't know how they would do that.
Well, they could have sealed the roof back up.
They tested it and determined that the rock was a meteorite made of 88.5% iron and 11.5% nickel. It's 22 pounds, the sixth largest meteorite ever found in the state of Michigan, and potentially worth more than $100,000.
See, now that sounds more impressive than it really is. The sixth biggest meteorite in Michigan.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, I guess it's still making some sort of top 10 list, right? Not the top five. But it's a top 10.
Today's the anniversary of the Great Chicago Fire. And what's lost on a lot of history when you talk about the Great Chicago Fire, and it was big. It's a big deal. There's no question about it. Burnt a third of that city to the ground. Although, in retrospect, they will tell you, historians will tell you.
Best thing that ever happened to
them. Best thing that could have ever happened to the city of Chicago. Because they had to rebuild it. And modern living came right away.
Yes, it's not right. That much before longer then, after they were that. Not that strong a builder. They would have tore that stuff down. Anyway.
Hog butchered to the world, but it wasn't exactly the place where you went for fine architecture. Right, exactly. And then the events conspired. Well, you got a World's Exposition coming to town, and you've got a third of the city has been reduced to ash. We can make this look real cool.
We
got to
get it done in time for the expo.
Well, that's another story. I mean, no, that's...
I'm not saying carte blanche. Get me some estimates, but... Let's get a couple contractors out here and get me some estimates as to what it would take to rebuild a third of Chicago, and maybe I'll sign off.
So up in, like, near Green Bay, I think it's called Peshkado. There is a city. Now,
that
basically
sounds made up.
No, so there was a fire the same day that it basically. Imagine an area the size of Rhode Island
that burned as well.
That's how much of Wisconsin was on fire,
and no one wants to talk about it.
No, because Chicago's more interesting than the middle of nowhere. But this fire in
unrelated fires
on the same day at the same moment, and there were fires all throughout Michigan. This is why I'm bringing it up, and some have speculated.
You think it was a team?
Well, some have speculated that the fires may have been caused by a comet coming too close to the Earth. Still others think it was a dry season and their winds were howling, and we'll never know. It wasn't a cow kicking over a lantern.
Or a team of arsonists.
They would have been extraordinarily well-coordinated in 1880-whatever to do it all at the same time.
Are you saying it's impossible?
I'm saying it's unlikely. More likely than the comets.
I mean, you basically say, listen, okay, it's 7 o'clock, start the fire.
So this rock fell to Michigan sometime in the 30s. That's according to its owner.
Marilyn Monroe.
He got it in 1988 when he bought a farm in Edmore, Michigan. While he was touring the property, he spotted this rock that was propping open a door. He asked the farmer what it was. Farmer said, oh, yeah, that's a meteorite. You can have that when you buy the property. So now he's been using this as a way to keep the door open.
So it's not like he didn't know what it was.
No, he knew what it was. But this is the thing. This geology professor is always like,
I haven't seen a damn thing.
Another
worth
idiot
my time
wants me to look at a rock. And this was
finally.
This was an exciting
rock. All right,
rock.
Finally, this breaks the streak of 18 years of something worthwhile.
Poop. Diarrhea poop.
Right. And then finally.
Five.
Number five.
I love this story. In northern Minnesota right now, drunk birds are causing havoc. These birds are drunk in Gilbert, Minnesota. This is the problem. There was a frost that was a little bit earlier than they're used to dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is the frost will freeze the berries, and then it causes them to ferment. And then the birds eat these fermented berries, and they're drunk.
Falling out of the sky.
Yes. These birds are tipsy, younger birds. Their livers can't handle the toxins. And this is the thing, like, an older bird won't get as drunk as a younger bird. Because I guess birds build up tolerance like we do. It's like when you go to a bar and there's a bunch of 22-year-old kids and you think, we got to get out of here because these kids are going to get loud. You know what I'm saying? You'd much rather be in a bar with people our age than...
I have 22-year-old kids falling out of the sky.
Well, you kind of do. It depends on where you go. Yeah, the cops are saying, please quit calling us. We know. The birds will sober up before too much longer. But and they're just running. They're like falling out of the sky, hitting windows, hitting birds, hitting windshields. Just got a
bunch crashing of, into other birds?
Bunch of drunk birds. That's going to do it for the top five things.
The top five things, if you'd like to reach out to it at any time, please do so using the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. There's live music every Thursday night at 8 o'clock with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't believe that's allowed at Harrington's Pub, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. Not yet, anyway. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo. Pretend it's Thanksgiving today or celebrate the Canadian Thanksgiving. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get that Bobby, a medium Bobby, for the price of a small one, and all other sandwiches as well at Capriotti's. Again, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again tomorrow, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye.